The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. In case you missed it, buzzer beater. That's the theme in the NBA lately. Buzzer beater. As well as Mike Conley, difference maker. Steph Curry, MVP. I have a reasoning behind that whole thing. Yeah, you're the MVP. Yeah, you played great throughout the season. Yeah, your team was great throughout the season. But it's the playoffs. It's a different season. And Mike Conley is making a huge difference in that series thus far. Got to welcome in the tag team partners in crime. Fred Wallen, you're in Los Angeles, man. Got to be loving those Clippers. You got to be loving those Clippers. How you doing, man?
Yeah, they're 7.5-point favorite on Sunday. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. The Houston Rockets, much like the Golden State Warriors when you think about it, two teams that are playing much different than they did in the regular season. And then we got Jeff Rich as well. Jeff, back for another hour. We got Fred now, so it should be fun to kind of rap with him about things, huh, Jeff?
Hey, just so it's clear beforehand, I'm calling game. I just want you to know that. And hey, good morning, Fred.
Anyways, morning, we're going to get into it on the other side, a whole bunch of things. I'm sure Fred has Tom Brady and Deflategate on his mind. Sure, I'm sure you do. So we'll get into that as well as some other things. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you have kids in the house, you probably spend a lot of time reminding them to turn the light off when they leave the room. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Just ahead, I'll share how you never have to remind them again right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
Technology is a wonderful thing, especially when it solves what seems to be a never-ending problem, like getting your kids to save electricity and turn the lights off when they leave a room. A simple solution is to replace the light switch with a motion-activated switch available at almost any home center. These switches have a motion sensor embedded in the switch that activates the light whenever anyone enters the room. But the best part is that if no motion is detected after a set number of minutes, the light shuts itself off. These switches are very easy to install yourself. Just be sure to follow the instructions. And while they can be a little pricey as compared to a regular light switch, they start around $20 to $30. It won't take long before you'll start seeing a return on that investment. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California, Jeff Rich, and myself hanging out in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at ByJeffRich, or at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA as well. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. You know, I want to get into it quick, Fred. Jeff and I have talked about it a little bit, but we do want to hear your take on Tom Brady, the Wells Report investigation, the $5 million that were spent to find out that it was probable that he knew that the balls were more deflated than they should be. First of all, how big of a waste of $5 million was this? And then second of all, Fred, look, I understand you're going to be like, look, he did it, this and that and the other. We don't know any more than we did before, first and foremost. Let's make that very clear. It is that it's just probable. You know what else is probable, Fred? It's probable that we're going to disagree, okay? So my point is that, yeah, in the case of it being probable that we're going to disagree, that that's 100% on the money, we still have no confirmation on anything here. And I know you put your thing on there on Facebook with your 250-page thing. The bottom line is we found out nothing more than we did before, which is it's somebody's word against somebody else's word.
Well, I think all the Brady Bunch should be suspended, and Roger Goodell will suspend Brady. I hope he suspends Belichick, and I hope he finds Robert Kraft. I think that has to be done. I think you've got a rule. You've got to live by it. For the coach to say he doesn't know what's going on is nonsensical. He knows what's going on with the other 31 teams, so he certainly knows everything that's going on with the Patriots. And for the quarterback to say he doesn't know what's going on is insane. So you can say what you want, but he will be suspended because Goodell has to, because if he doesn't, he can never show any power ever again with any other player, coach, or team. So if he doesn't suspend the quarterback and perhaps suspend the coach and fine the organization, maybe take draft choices away, he'll never have any power again. So after what he did last year or didn't do last year with the Ray Rice situation and then the Peterson situation, he can't afford to make another error. So he's going to show some power here. I'm guessing an 8-game suspension, somewhere in that range for Brady. I don't know about the coach. But I'll tell you this, when they did Bounty Gate, The bottom line is Sean Payton didn't talk to the players and say, go out there and hit somebody and we'll give you some dough.
Right.
It was the assistant coach who did it, but Sean Payton got the year suspension.
Sure.
Something similar should happen, and I like Bill Belichick, but he had to know what was going on. He knows
everything. Look, you and I are on the same page on what you said for the most part, because I too feel that Tom Brady needs to be suspended. I say a minimum of 4 games, and I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't mind it being a year, okay? Belichick, I never really even thought about it. You know, according to the report, this Wells report, well, you know, he had nothing to do with it, and he didn't know anything about it. So, you know, look, I understand where you're coming from, too, with Sean Payton, but at the same time, I don't know if that's the same. I do think he needs to come down on everybody, though. We're on the same page on this, is what I'm actually trying to say. I think it's Tom Brady, though, that should get hit the worst. If you know, look, he doesn't want to give over his phone. And Jeff, you talked about that, saying, "Hey, I wouldn't want to give this over." Well, here's the other side. The flip side of that is, if you don't want to turn your phone over, why? What are you hiding? You know, so. Look, there's going to be questions raised either way. And look, I'm with you on that too, Jeff, because I'm not turning my phone over to anybody either without there being some sort of a warrant or subpoena, whatever it is. I agree. But all I'm saying is if you're not willing necessarily, does that show that there's maybe some reason behind you saying, well, I don't want to show you, because then you're going to see that I wrote this guy many texts saying, don't do this or don't do that, or this is what I want and this is how it should be done. So I don't know. I think the guilt is somewhere in the middle. But look, at the end of the day, you and I are pretty much on the same page. I think Roger Goodell needs to come down hard on Tom Brady. I don't think one or two games is enough. I think a minimum of four, and I wouldn't be upset if it was up to a year. I think they need to fine the Patriots, like you said. I think they need to take away draft picks. Bill Belichick, I never really thought about, to be honest with you. But I suppose if you're going that way, everybody deserves to get some sort of punishment. So Bill Belichick would be right there with, I don't know, is he a half a game, a half a year, a year, or four games, a couple? How would you go on him, Fred?
Well at least a half a year. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Loomis was the GM in New Orleans, and he got eight games. Peyton got the entire season. You know, I believe Benson had to pay a pretty healthy fine, and the coaches involved had to pay fines themselves. But I think that, you know, Bill Belichick is the end-all and be-all. I mean, it's pretty much Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. I think that they'll all get punished. I don't think that it needs to be a lengthy suspension. I think that three games – you know, and people cry conspiracy if he gets three games, he gets the bye week to prepare for a big game against Dallas, a potentially big game against Dallas. I think one game, I think keeping him out of that opener against Pittsburgh, that big showcase team where we recognize the previous year's Super Bowl champion. I think if he can't be in the building for that, I think that sends a pretty deep statement. I think a fine for Kraft and you know, maybe eight games for Belichick if the precedent is bounty gate. I don't know how what degree the NFL puts bounty gate up against deflate gate.
Right, right. Hey, Fred, let me ask you this. Have you found – I mean, I think I know what your answer is going to be, but I thought Jeff actually answered this very interesting, because I think he's right. But, I mean, there is no right or wrong, but I actually think he's right, if that makes any sense. How do you think Tom Brady's come across? Has he come across being smart, or has he come across being smug?
Smug. Totally smug in the 10-minute interview. He acted like he was above it all. He's not above it all. If he's above it all, then Goodell's in trouble. I mean, if Goodell does not hit him, I mean, he's going to have to make sure that he's not above it all by hitting
him. Well, the problem is Goodell is an empty suit. And he's proven that over the last year, if not over the last 5 years. So, I don't trust any decision that Goodell makes, and I won't respect any ruling that he rules, you know, that he brings down on Tom Brady because of his past track record. He's earned no trust with me.
Well, I can't disagree, but he's worried about saving his own $35 million a year. So he's going to have to come down on him, because he's come down on the Saints situation, didn't come down last year on a more serious situation. And believe me, you know, he wants to keep his job. He's going to lose all power for all time if he doesn't hit Tom Brady for this and Belichick for this. And I think draft choices away from the Patriots. It's always been thought of. Robert Kraft is very tight with Goodell. Let's see if friendship plays a role or doesn't play a role here. I think Goodell's going to think of himself, and he's going to do a stronger thing than people might imagine.
Well, and I think, at the same time, Robert Kraft has got to realize, look, you know what? At the end of the day, it is what it is. He's got to come down on us, and whether we're friends or not, this is the nature of the beast, man, and it is what it is. Roger Goodell has got to flex his muscles here to a certain degree. They've put him in a position where he has no other choice. I mean, let's be honest, and look, I'm not coming to Roger Goodell's side at all. I think that he's been, I guess the word I would say is just totally unpredictable. You know, you don't know what this guy is going to do with different people. Situation. Go ahead.
When we start talking about fines, do you think that maybe the fines should have some salary capping implications as well? And the only reason I ask this is because when the Detroit Lions hired Steve Mariucci, they violated the Rooney Rule, and William Clay Ford had to pay a healthy fine. And I remember Lions fans sitting around saying, it's really not that big a deal because it doesn't count against the salary cap. It's just a drop in the bucket from a billionaire. I mean, in addition to the fine, should there be a salary cap hit so that it really hits them in the competitive area?
Interesting. Very good point. Well, we can continue discussing it as well as some other things. On the other side, I kind of want to switch gears, get into some NBA hoops with Fred and see what he thinks about the playoffs so far. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Fred Wallen, and his Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich practically in my backyard here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, @DorfOnSports, and follow us here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot my man Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And he might be the only guy still in the game with an email. So make sure you get to this guy. He's like a legend.
Who?
You.
Oh, me? Let me respond to what Jeff said.
Yeah.
League can't do that. The players' union would go crazy if one team had fewer dollars to spend on their players than any other team. So the fine cannot be put up against. I mean, it just wouldn't legally hold up. Go to any arbiter in the world, and the players would win. Players Association would win. And
well, you know, I'm speaking conceptually only. I understand that there's certain realities. I think the players union is going to flip over any games off for Tom Brady anyway, and that'll be an interesting fight. And I wonder if it'll even play out in a timely enough process that the result will be genuine.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, they didn't take care of it when they should have, so now they got to take care of it, and they have to have a decision here in the next couple few weeks, I would guess, and that would be a long time if you really think about it. So I think they come down with something relatively soon, to be honest with you, and then take it from there. But if I'm this is all I really got to say on it, and then I want to move on to some other stuff. But if it is what it is, and they give them suspensions here and there, take it like a man and move on and just deal with it. Because the more it lingers and keeps going, the more people are going to talk about this, which to me isn't that important. And I also think that it also shows – no one guy, no couple guys are bigger than this game. So, yeah, you're going to lose some money because Tom Brady's not playing and whatnot and this and that and the other. But it also shows that, look, the NFL is bigger than Tom Brady. The NFL is bigger than Aaron Rodgers. The NFL is bigger than any one of these guys. It's the whole group, and it was built a long, long time before these guys were ever there. So at the end of the day, he's got to do what he's got to do, and it's about the integrity of the game. So it is what it is, and the decision will be made. And if I were them, I would deal with it like a man and take my beating and move on. Speaking of moving on, Golden State Warriors, Fred, are in a world of trouble, if you ask me, because the truth of the matter is this. They played a certain style throughout the regular season, and this was the one worry that I had moving into the postseason for them. When the game slowed down and when it became a half-court type of game, can they execute and will they knock down shots? Well, they haven't executed. They haven't really been knocking down shots. This is a team that averages over 100 points. In the last couple games, they've scored 90 or less. So has the Memphis Grizzlies figured them out, and do they have the right recipe to beat the Golden State Warriors, Fred?
I think Memphis is a bad matchup, and everybody knew that for Golden State. In fact, Memphis is a bad matchup for almost anybody because they play differently than the other clubs in the NBA. But Curry's not going to play as poorly as he played on Saturday, I don't think, again. I mean, you can't play much worse than he played. And he didn't play well in game two. So the point is, I don't see him playing that poorly the rest of the way. And again, Conley made all the difference when he came back.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be, they're not going to hold a 20-point lead, Memphis, against the Warriors in game four at any point in time. It'll be, again, it ended up 10, but it got down to four. It's going to be in that, it's going to be that close game, and Warriors are favored, I think, by 3.5.
They were favored the other day too. It doesn't matter if they're favored or not. The players go out there and they determine the outcome of the game. The point spreads are for guys like you and me and other people that look at that stuff. But that has no, in all honesty, they're right a lot of the times. Don't get me wrong on that. They're right, but I don't think these players have any clue what the spreads are and, we're supposed to win by this many points. I don't think they have that idea in their head. I really don't.
No, I was just saying that the public is still going to wager on the Warriors, and we'll see what happens. Again, I've never seen – in the last couple of years, Curry has never played as badly as he has his last two games.
And sure.
It could be the shock of winning the MVP. It could be getting together with his relatives, family. He could be winning the award. I don't know what it is, but he's been way off his game. And, things balance out. So maybe he makes five out of his next seven or eight three-pointers in game four. So I don't think it's a lock, certainly for Memphis, even with the 2-1 lead. I think the Warriors, if they win game four, then they've got home court advantage again. So it's not like it's an impossible situation for the Warriors to win. And we can't forget one thing. They were among, in all aspects of defense in 2015, in the regular season, the Warriors were near the top, even though we just think of them as an outside shooting club, and that's all, and a run-and-gun type club. They were among the top defensive clubs in, like, all aspects, get the other team shooting against them and things like that. So it's not like they're a bad defensive club. Now, Sprate's injury could make a difference because, obviously, he's another big man, and against Memphis you need that. I think it'll be a close game in four, and I wouldn't doubt the Warriors win, and then they got home court advantage.
Well, I'll tell you what. Look, here's the deal, man. The bottom line is this. It's got to take a toll. When you get that award, okay, that's a pretty prestigious award. He had an emotional speech. Not at the game. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when he actually received the award. A very emotional speech. Then you have to go out there in front of your crowd, and it gets addressed by everybody. Hey, you're the MVP. And then he's got to go and, he has to say a couple of words. I actually thought he downplayed it pretty well that night. But ultimately, Mike Conley didn't care that he was the MVP, Fred or Jeff. He didn't care. He said, you know what? I'm a difference maker. And when I'm in this ball game, I'm a guy that can change things around for my team. And that's exactly what he's done the last couple games. So awards are great. Okay. They're awesome. But at the end of the day, you make your money when money time is there. And he's not showing up right now. So who's to say he's going to snap out of this? And let's not discredit Memphis. They're playing great defense. You talk about the Golden State and all their defensive accolades. Well, you know what? This Memphis team plays pretty darn good defense too. And along with what you're saying, if Golden State's such a great defensive team, Memphis is not a great offensive team. Let's be honest there, okay? So they're scoring 100 points on them, and they're a good defensive team. Memphis is a good defensive team, and they're holding them under 90 points the last couple games. So styles have a huge thing to do with this, absolutely. And you know what? Memphis style is more productive and more conducive to winning in postseason basketball. Jeff, I personally think Golden State is in a world of trouble. And look, it can all be taken away, like I said, if they can win game four. I wrote that on my Facebook page. Look, they're in a world of trouble, but everything can change, after their next game. But going into that game, who do you think the pressure's really on, Jeff? Is it on Memphis, who's at home with their crowd cheering them on? Or is it on Golden State, who knows they're in a must-win situation?
Oh, it's definitely on Golden State. Let me say this. I think that all of these series that are 2-1, all being led by the lower seed, I think three of them are really real. I think that Houston's in trouble. I think Golden State's in trouble. And I never really thought Atlanta stood a chance against Washington to begin with, even though it took a last-second shot to give Paul Pierce and the Washington Wizards that 2-1 advantage. But I think that the results play out. I think that it's a little bit of a mirage with the Cleveland Chicago series because of the circumstances surrounding those, and Derrick Rose making a great shot at the end of Game Three. But I think the 2-1 needs to be taken at face value in a lot of these series.
Well, and let me just say this. The Clippers and the Rockets, man, you're like splitting hairs. These teams have the same records. I know the Rockets have the home court advantage, but in general, the Western Conference, all those teams are very close as far as how good they can be. Fred, go ahead.
No, I agree. I mean, it's very close for the NBA. It's been a fun beginning of the playoffs, and I think it'll continue to do so. So here in L.A., they already have the Clippers winning the NBA crown, and I think they got a long way to go before that.
But you know what, though? Hey, since you said that, Jeff, look, I've got a lot of Clipper love, okay? And, you know, we look, the bottom line is I like Doc Rivers. I mean, I watched the guy play for a long, long time of my life. I think that Blake Griffin is just a guy that is so good. The talent is oozing out of this guy's body. And the best thing possible for him, Fred, Jeff, was the fact that Chris Paul got hurt and couldn't go, because it let everybody see what this guy can do. He showcased all of his talents, man. He's not just a high flyer. This guy is a passer, a rebounder. He's everything. He can block shots. I mean, he's all over the place. He's a great basketball player. And you know what? The Clippers have a lot of very good players. And Jeff said he thinks that they're the odds-on favorite, at least in his mind. So people in L.A. are not alone. This is a good basketball team. We'll keep talking NBA hoops on the other side. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Ever take a good look at the trim around the outside of your home? It's the type of detail work that makes a house really stand out. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about how you can keep that trim looking good no matter what, right after this.
Looking for the most current advice in home improvement? Being a homeowner in the know just got easier. You can tap into all the tips and how-to advice of today's homeowner no matter where you are. Whether you tune in to our national television show, talk to us one-on-one on our syndicated radio program, or surf the thousands of videos on the web at todayshomeowner.com. You'll find everything you need to have the best-looking house on the block. Today's Homeowner, your partner in home improvement.
Almost every home has special trim work outside, from brick molding around doors and windows, boards that outline the eaves, or exterior crown molding. This trim has a way of adding definition and style to a home. But because these are wood pieces on the outside, they're constantly under the barrage of Mother Nature. Both weather conditions and insects can destroy trim before you even know it. When it's time to replace that trim, consider using cellular PVC instead of wood. Cellular PVC looks just like wood, comes in a smooth or a wood grain finish, and it will never rot, warp, or be attacked by insects. It will cost about 20% more than a wood product, but you will never have to replace it again. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
The Sports Byline collection of original full-length interviews of today's stars and past sports legends is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Players, managers, coaches, broadcasters, commissioners, and owners talk about their teams, games, careers, unforgettable moments, and disappointments in this unique collection of original full-length interviews. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
Vida Blue has joined us on Sports Byline USA.
Buck O'Neill saw me pitch in Mansfield, Louisiana. The offensive line coach from my high school, he negotiated my contract with Mr. Finley. He gave my coach two tickets to the 1968 World Series where Detroit and St. Louis mixed it up. My high school football coach negotiated my baseball contract.
It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We're in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or at By Jeff Rich. And shoot Fred an email. SportsFred@AOL.com. I haven't talked about it, guys, at all, but there is a golf tournament going on, too. There's Major League Baseball going on. There's NHL hockey going on. What's on your mind, Fred? I mean, what is on your mind in the world of sports today?
What's on my mind happened last Saturday. The fight.
Okay.
A month before the fight took place, Manny Pacquiao hurt his shoulder. Some kind of shoulder separation. Had surgery this week. Or will have surgery in L.A. Next week, whatever the case might be. But the point is, the public didn't know that. And when Pacquiao tried to get the shot, apparently they didn't even tell the Nevada Boxing Commission, so he couldn't get the shot so he could go into the ring without pain or with less pain. The point is, I think everybody, there is a class action shoot against Pacquiao, two people have done that, but I don't think everybody who spent $99.95, and I did not, should call their cable or satellite company and ask for that money back, because they were sold a bill of goods that were not true, in that we had an injured fighter going in. So I think I would scream to my satellite and cable company, I want my money back. And if you've been with her a long time, they might do it. They might give it back to you. So maybe that $250 million that they're talking about for Mayweather and the $150 million they're talking about for Pacquiao might be a little bit less if enough people do such a thing, make those phone calls.
Let me ask you this, both you guys, you know, since you're talking about the Pacquiao-Mayweather deal. My question is this. Since we know what we know about what we just saw, first and foremost, let me just say this. I think boxing lost. I think the fans lost. I think Manny Pacquiao needed to win that fight, okay? And he needed to win that fight for many different reasons. But most notably, so that we could see somebody beat Floyd Mayweather, okay, first and foremost. But after watching what I watched, because I did watch the fight, didn't pay for it, but I watched the fight, and I saw a guy that couldn't hurt Mayweather. I saw a guy that really didn't have much behind his punches. So maybe he was injured, and maybe that's why he didn't have much behind his punches. But with all that being said, knowing what I know, or at least in my head, that Floyd Mayweather is the best defender out there, and he doesn't really get hit very often. And when he does, it doesn't hurt him because he showed us that, hey, you can't knock me down kind of thing. Would you have any interest at all to see these two jokers get back in the ring? And Fred, I hear you. No.
No, not a chance in the world. I didn't pay for it the first time. Wouldn't pay for it the second time. And to tell you the truth, if I got it free, I wouldn't watch it. So that's how much I despise Floyd Mayweather for his past history of domestic violence and attitude. So, I mean, of all the, you know, you mentioned that it's bad for boxing. Mayweather's bad for boxing. And that he's undefeated, it's bad for boxing, because he's a lowlife snake who beats up women. And in every case in the last 10, 12 years that he's become a big name, had problems with his dad, had problems with his uncle had problems with his dad. It never ends. So Floyd Mayweather, just the name, is bad for boxing, period. I don't care if he's undefeated. Rocky Marciano was undefeated, but he certainly was not anything like Floyd Mayweather. So in some ways, it's hurt Rocky Marciano's history as far as the fans are concerned. I can't stand Floyd Mayweather. And at this point, I'm angry at Pacquiao and his group and Freddie Roach for not telling the public and postpone the darn thing. I know they wanted to steal the money from the public, but if you tell... I think part of
Should they have waited until September for this fight, you think?
If he gets hurt, of course. He probably wouldn't have won if he was 100%, as you just said, okay?
Right.
But that's not the point. You got to be 100% or close to 100%. And he's like, if his shoulder hurts, you've got a shoulder separation, if you need an operation, then obviously there's something very seriously wrong with you. And you get into a ring, it shows you have guts, but also stupidity. And he's making $150 million for stupidity. But the point is, of course they should have held it off, but they want to gobble up our dollars.
And that leads me to my next question. Jeff, look, I guess I want this answer. It's the same question, but now I'm going to rephrase it to you in a little bit different way. We saw these guys at, 37 and 38 or something like that. What is that, about how old they are, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So realistically, you know, do you want to see these guys fight when they're even older, I guess. You know, Jeff, first of all, we didn't get what we wanted in this one. If they're older, are we going to get what we want in that one? I don't think so. Jeff, your thoughts?
I don't know. It's tough to use me as a sounding board for this one because I'm kind of with Fred. I didn't care about the one last Saturday. I won't care if they fight again. They won't fight again. Floyd Mayweather won't put himself in that situation. And quite frankly, Manny Pacquiao screwed this up. I don't think I'm with both of you guys. I don't think Pacquiao beats him at 100%, but he screwed up his opportunity to prove us all wrong. And, you know, that's the legacy. Yeah, you know, that's how the legacy is going to be. You know, Floyd Mayweather not passing Rocky Marciano. If he does retire after his Showtime contract expires, you know, so be it. I can't wait for him to go away. You know, I don't mind that Mike Tyson's kind of stayed peripherally in the spotlight since he left boxing, and he did a lot of the same things that we don't like Floyd for, but he wasn't so smug about it. And I think that Tyson caught his reparations. You know, got his comeuppance for it. And I don't think Floyd's ever really paid for the terrible things that he's done in this world. He just keeps reaping the benefit.
Well, that's hey, when you have as much money as he has, that's how you get away with the nonsense that he's getting away with at the end of the day. And you know what? I actually think Mike Tyson, I mean, look, he had to grow up, okay? So he's grown up a lot. And I've listened to a lot of the things that he said about Floyd Mayweather. And I think he's right on the money with a lot of what he said. And, you know, maybe he sees a lot of himself in Floyd Mayweather. I don't know. Maybe he's angry a little bit. But at the same time, with a lot of what Mike Tyson said around during that fight, he was right on the money with a lot of what he was saying about Floyd Mayweather, at least in my opinion.
Let me finish what I was saying about Floyd,
yeah.
Because you do mention that he has a lot of money, but you know he's got betting slips for the first $160,000 on the first half of Pistons Jazz, and you know in January. That's, you know, those are the type of foolish bets that Charles Barkley gets away with making and losing money on, because Charles Barkley still has an income stream as an entertainer. I think that Floyd's going to be broke. And he's not going to have any recourse, and he's just going to be another sad story of an athlete that pissed his money away.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I don't think any of us should feel bad or sorry for him. I mean, at the end of the day, look, he's made a lot of money, and he's ripped a lot of people off the way Fred is talking about. And you know what? I've seen fights. I've watched a lot of his fights. I've watched fights where, you know, they're breaking them up between guys, and you know, the guy puts his hands down, his opponent I'm talking about, put his hands down for a quick second, and Mayweather sucker punches the guy. So, and you know, he comes off saying stuff like, well, anytime you're in the fight, you're in the ring, you got to protect yourself. I think he's shady, man. At the end of the day, he's very shady with a lot of the things he does. His fighting techniques, I think he's a great fighter. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a very good fighter. He's the best. And you know what? That in itself is kind of sad. There's nobody that can touch this guy. And what does that say about boxing? What does that say about the state of competition in boxing? It's just – boxing is terrible. Boxing has been bad for so long. I mean, the only thing I remember was when I used to watch Sugar Ray Leonard. Those are the last times you saw good boxing matches when Sugar Ray Leonard was fighting, Fred. I can't remember watching a fight that I watched recently and said – oh my gosh, that was just an amazing fight. I saw two guys out there battling and just giving it everything they got. I haven't said that since I watched Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sunday night, I'm watching Channel 2 in New York, and I get the network feeds. And they did a survey of the boxing fans. 81% of them, according to Channel 2 New York, WCBS, indicated that the fight that they saw the night before would not turn them on to boxing, even if boxing were free on TV. So what I'm saying is 4 out of 5 people basically saying exactly what you're saying.
Well, and here's the difference. You want, since you just said that, what MMA has going for it, the mixed martial arts stuff, is when they put free stuff on TV, people watch it. Guaranteed. I know you don't watch it, Fred,
but they
put that stuff on free TV with the, like they do stuff on Fox, they do stuff on Fox Sports. People watch that stuff, guaranteed. I don't know if either one of you two watch it, but people definitely watch it. And you know what the difference is there? You are going to get blood in a lot of cases, and you're going to get guys getting knocked out, and you're going to see guys laying it out on the line, to be honest with you. So I don't know, man. The sports world is so strange when you really think about it. I mean, we're talking about guys fighting in their mid-30s, late-30s. We're talking about guys deflating footballs to better themselves. I mean, what is the sports world coming to when you really think about it?
Well, again, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of negatives, and if you could separate the two sides, that'd be great, but it's hard to separate the two sides. I mean, again, I grew up loving boxing, but I've seen too many deaths in the ring, and I mean this in all sincerity, that it's hard for me to watch a fight. It's hard for me to watch horse racing, and I grew up a horse racing when I discovered how the owners sometimes treat the horses. I mean, so the world changes. There's no question about that. But again, just talking about this one fight, maybe it was karma that before the fight, a good percentage of the public couldn't get the fight as the signal went out down. Maybe that was saying something. I don't know.
Maybe. Hey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this. We're coming up against it here. A sport that you never really hear bad things about guys. I mean, yes and no. Tiger Woods, I suppose, is your poster boy for this. But golf, you know, we don't talk about it that often. There's a big event going on this weekend. Jordan Spieth doesn't make the cut. Surprised? Not surprised? Expected? Fred, you real quick first.
Surprised, because obviously I thought he was in his game, and I don't think he feels pressure. I think if you win the Masters, I don't think there's anything as pressurized as that. Yeah, the world would be surprised.
Jeff, your thoughts? Jordan Spieth not making the cut at the Players, but the guy does have a green jacket, and we know how great he is. Expected to have a little letdown, if you ask me. Jeff, your thoughts real quick. Well, maybe we won't get Jeff's thoughts. We'll get him on the other side. Anyways, a lot going on in the sports world. There is golf on Mother's Day to watch. Again, I want to say that too. Happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out there. Your job is tough. It really is. And it's underappreciated how much you do. So letting you know that we got a lot of love for all you moms out there. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, and Jeff Rich. Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And gotta remember, we are brought to you in part today by today's homeowner television, radio, and online home improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts for local listings and online videos and articles. Go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Fellas, man, oh man, Mother's Day, sports, a lot of sports going on today. What are you going to be watching, Fred?
Baseball, I guess, later on. And I'll watch the Clipper game at 5:30 Pacific time this evening to see if they can get it done again. We'll see what happens. Again, they're 7.5-point favorite. That's a pretty high number. But if you do the money line, it's -350, which is a very high number. So didn't wager on it. Didn't put it at phoenixsports.com, phoenixsports.com, because too tough to call.
You're talking about the Clippers as well, right? That's what you were meaning?
Yeah, yeah. The
Clippers, yeah, Clippers, because I think you said Cleveland. But, Jeff, I got to think that's what's going to be on your mind today is those Cleveland Cavaliers.
Well, I don't have a whole lot of control over what I watch. I'm entering into the to the in-law dwelling, so it's going to be probably a lot of golf. You know, my wife's family's from Chicago, so I'll probably get some Bulls Cavs action, but they'll definitely be flipping around. And if there's a NASCAR race, I'm going to be stuck watching that too.
Well, whatever it is, guys, enjoy the rest of your days, and always, like always, I really appreciate you taking your time out with me each and every Sunday, and especially on Mother's Day when you could be hanging out with your mothers or your wives or whatever, and you choose to hang out with me. So I truly do appreciate it. But I don't know, man. I think Chris Paul, the Los Angeles Clippers, they're just ready and poised, Fred, to have a great run. I said they would have a great run. I think they get that 3-1 lead over the Rockets, and we're going to be talking about how much of a failure Kevin McHale and James Harden and Dwight Howard and the rest of those guys are, because at the end of the day, I think the Clippers are just better. So have a great Sunday. Happy Mother's Day for everybody involved. I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.